Already in the phone right now is actor extraordinaire Clayne Crawford. He's in the new movie, The Killing of Two Wives. I can't even see what the name of the movie is. I didn't write it down in front of me. The Killing of
Two Lovers.
Two Lovers. Yeah, there it is. I can't even read my own writing. It's out Friday, May 14th in select theaters and digital VOD. How are you, Clayne?
I'm awesome, Mark. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, I just want to tell you, I loved you in Lethal Weapon. Not going to go there and talk about it any more than to say I loved you in the show.
Hey, look, man, it was such a wonderful experience. I don't know if I've ever had that much fun playing a character. And I was just saying to someone earlier, you know, look, it ended. It was sad the way that it ended. But, man, when do you get to play a character like that with that kind of arc on primetime TV?
And for two whole seasons. So it was greatness, man.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
You also did another show that I really loved. You were on Jericho for a little while, and that was a show before its time.
Man, Robert and I are literally right now using that as a reference for this new thing that we're working on, because I felt like if Jericho had been on HBO,
yeah,
how badass that show would have been.
Yep. If it came out in the if it had come out in the last few years, it'd still be on.
Oh, without a doubt. And I think it's something that, and again, I think there's, after especially the last year that we've just had, I think there's an appetite for it again, that type of show.
Yeah, I talked to Skeet Ulrich a while back and asked him if he would do a reunion. He said no. He said that's his past. He's done with it.
Yeah, I saw Skeet the other day. He's happy up in Vancouver.
Yeah.
He's good.
And then your first job, I see, was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You daggum right, buddy. As Rodney Munson, and I think the name of the episode was The Ink and Mummy Girl, I was 18. I'd been in Hollywood for exactly 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, that's greatness. And I got to tell you, you have some of the funkiest hair in all of Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funky.
Are you ever able to do anything with it, or are you just like, this is how it's going to be?
It is kind of how it's going to be. That's why, I used to shave it a lot for work, keep it really short, and I just happened to be in between. I was probably 2 months outside of Rectify and had not done anything and was just a woolly booger when they called me to come talk to them about Lethal, and the kind of hair just seemed like it worked. So I gave it a shot, but you want to talk about a pain in my absolute ass trying to keep – I mean, I had – the hair and makeup women were on top of me like crows on a dead squirrel, man. It was nonstop trying to keep that thing tame.
Well, your new movie, The Killing of Two Lovers, it's a little out of control too, but it's a little more understandable because it's an independent movie. You got to get in there and slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, get that thing shot. There's no time for, wasting. You got to get that movie made.
That's right. We had 12 days to shoot that film, man. So it was definitely, as my grandfather used to say, busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
It's an intense movie, man. You really, this isn't Lethal Weapon. It's not Jericho. I mean, you had to dig deep inside yourself. Did you have any, I know you have a wife and children, and this movie is about a man who's separated from his wife and his three kids. Yeah, you agree to see other people while you decide if you're going to get back together or not. But for the character of David that you play, it's not really something that you want. You want to be with your kids and you want to be with your wife.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely losing his grasp on reality, isn't he?
Yeah.
For me, my children and my family, they are my whole world. You know, I am one of those kind of goofy saps that, says that the day they popped out, everything did change. You know, I think I was a little bit of a wild man at one point in my life. And if I thought I was going to miss tuck-ins and reading stories and waking up and eating cereal and those kind of things, buddy, I might go crazy. So it was quite easy for me to understand where David was coming from, and I think even more challenging him thinking about this new guy having an influence on his children. That's a hard pill to swallow for some.
You also, you had a fight towards the end with Chris Coy's character. Do you like doing those kind of action scenes?
I love action. Yes. And I mean, that's my goal. Robert and I are trying to figure out how do you take that John Wick style of action with a really solid, a real underlying story with great character development. Because I do, I love watching those kind of scenes. And I love things that are unexpected, which is why, you know, that scene was so powerful at the end of the film.
My reviewer, David, who's going to review the movie for release next week, said it looks like from the trailer, he hasn't had a chance to watch it yet. It's one of your best performances yet.
Oh, well, that's very kind. You know, I will say I was just in a good place of being able to access emotions of again, I think it was just the right time, and Robert created an environment on that set where, you know, our crew was 8 guys, guys and girls, and really strong human beings, and we all kind of pulled our weight, but there was never a big set piece feeling to it, so we were all just kind of living it. And then Robert doesn't even say action, you know. Robert has a way of just saying, you know, whenever you're ready, and it relieved the pressure of quote unquote having to perform, and just allowed us to just kind of be present and let the moments and the scene itself kind of just wash through us, which you just don't get very often on film sets. And even with all of our restrictions with it financially and with time, I think it's definitely, I think it's the best film I've ever been a part of.
I only got like 2 minutes left. I want to ask you 3 quick things. You still own your farm in Alabama?
Right now I'm sitting here, brother.
Cool. And you still have your French bulldog, Leon?
You know I got my French bulldog, Leon. 100.
And I want to give you a chance. Do you still have your foundation, the Clayne Crawford Foundation?
Oh, man, you're beautiful, Mark. I do have the Clayne Crawford Foundation, and we just did a big chili cook-off last week, raising money for some of the local charities here in Alabama, which has been our focus since we started this. You know, Lethal happened, and it was a tidal wave, man, and I just wanted to make sure that I didn't waste it, and I use that opportunity and that platform to do good for others. And I was just a goofball sliding on hoods and, you know, running around with a fake gun, and I wanted to shine light on those who are truly heroes in the community, and so many here in the state of Alabama that are struggling, these foundations that are just a couple of people in their garage sometimes trying to do really positive things. And our goal has been to support those organizations. And we've had a lot of success, and I really appreciate you bringing that up.
How can people get more information and donate if they want to?
You know, you can go to ClayneCrawford.org, and everything is there on our website, and that'll lead you to some of our other websites that also go with kind of my work and some of the other things that we're doing here in the community with our restaurants, because our chef has been very active in our foundation as well as it relates to preparing a lot of the meals for our events, and it's turned into a real community and a family. Yes, ClayneCrawfordFoundation.org.
Well, The Killing of Two Lovers is out on May 14th in select theaters and digital VOD. And I can't be remiss without mentioning you also have another movie that you did with Robert called The Integrity of Joseph Chambers, which will be out maybe later this year. So you got a string of movies coming out, my friend.
Hey, man, Robert and I are going to keep making movies until they make a stop, buddy.
There you go. Well, hey, thanks for your time today, Clayne. It was great talking to you, and hopefully we'll chat again somewhere down the road.
Have a great day, Mark.
You too. Bye-bye.